This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He definitely had a right to feel that way. But when that didn't happen, you go back to playing good football and realize you can't rue a team over by not giving your best on the field. I'm not saying he intentionally tanked games or he intentionally got a face mask or intentionally ran a wrong route. But something changed in him when he discovered that they were willing to trade him to the 49ers. They probably should have recognized earlier that this thing had gone very south. I think you have to go all the way back to maybe LOL, I wouldn't have minded at all, to see that maybe this was not going to work out the way that anybody wanted it to. I still think Amari made his business decision to hold out, to not learn the new offense, to not rep things throughout the whole entire spring. That was his business decision. And the Browns made it a business decision to go younger at receiver if they could. I think right now the Browns would have at least one more victory if Amari's head and heart had been in it more.
Whoa!
Like Mary Kay saying,
somebody call my friend Ray with the Cleveland Fire Department. Get the lieutenant over here. The studio is on fire.
That sounds like addition by subtraction.
Whoa. Coming in hot is tomorrow at 9:40. All right, 216-474-0092. Does she have a point?
Is there a counterpoint?
Do you take Amari's side or the Brown side? Here we are. Well, I'm very surprised.
Oh, it didn't make you think, at the very least. Because obviously...
Of course it did. Well, I respect Mary Kay. Oh, yeah, it made me think.
As a fan base, I think most people are putting almost all of this on Deshaun Watson. If you do the blame pie, he gets the most. Then it's Stefanski. Then it's Andrew Berry.
He said nice things about him yesterday, though. Deshaun said that they were brothers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Said they've been through a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
Their families are close. I'm not kidding you. He said all those things.
I heard it, and I go back to, you know, the thought of, I think, a lot of people in the fan base. It has been a pile on Deshaun Watson every day. I've been a part of it. Kenny, have you been a part of it? I don't want to speak for you.
Yeah, of course.
We've all been a
How
part of it.
How could you not be a part of it? Look at the way they played.
Yeah.
Look at the way he's played.
Yes. Yes. It was weird to see this shift from Amari Cooper, the consummate professional, the steadying, consistent force in the building, somebody who anytime you took the chance to talk to him, he was a very good interview. And then all of a sudden, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Zach Jackson's like, Amari Cooper did not speak after the game. He did not speak. And then obviously we know about OTAs. We didn't make a big deal about him skipping that stuff because he wanted a new contract. And I thought if anybody gets to ask for a new contract, it's Amari Cooper. And the Browns don't have to pay him. He's a guy who on the other side of 30. Analytically, I think we understand. Not even analytics. I think anybody who watches football knows receivers drop off a cliff after 30s. And then all of a sudden he starts dropping balls.
We got Mitch.
And now the route running. And Mary Kay starts to chronicle all that.
We got Mitch doing almost too much. I feel bad for the guy because I'm about to take the calls cold. I mean, this is strong stuff. This is crazy. 216-474-0092. Like Mary Kay, we're gonna get that part in. She said something at the end, but that was more on Watson than I want to get to coming up here in a second, because I just have a very simple question about that. But when it comes to Amari or the Browns, like, which side do you take? I didn't know that there was, well, there was a side to take, obviously. I just felt that everybody was taking Amari Cooper's side. There were some people who were saying he was sandbagging and good riddance, and I just felt that that was a little bit of a more vocal minority. Like, there are people, like, Lima, you got to understand this, and you do. Folks got to understand this. Over the last couple of months, the most ardent Watson supporters have jumped off the bandwagon. The ones that I've known where I'm like, hey, let me try to, because my whole goal in this entire thing is let's be fair about all this. We tend to draw sides on these quarterbacks. Let's try to be fair, not get caught up in it. But the play has gotten either, it's either been okay to bad to the worst we've ever seen. One of those three. It's never been good. It's never been great. And even the most ardent supporters are going, guys, it's been 2 months. It hasn't done anything. It's been 6 weeks. They haven't done anything. And so when this move happens, we blame him. We blame the Browns when this move has to happen here. I mean, Mary Kay just said it totally different. Totally different. Now, I'll get to the quote, what we have to see in Watson thing coming up here in a second. I promise that. But I got to get to these thoughts on Amari Cooper. Robin Medina, go ahead.
All right. So before Amari got traded, you guys had Mary Kay on and asked her this exact question. You know, do you think he's laying down? Do you think this? And she point blank was like, no, oh, he would never do that. He would. And now he's gone, and she says this. So I think that's kind of some shady. I mean, why is she holding back? You know, why didn't she say that before?
Rob, I don't remember. Did she say that with us on our show?
You know, I think it was you guys, but I could be wrong. It could have been another, you know,
Either way, do you disagree with what she just said? Did you have a problem with anything she just said?
No, I have a problem that she wasn't being honest when she was asked before he was traded. That's my problem. Well, why are you looking out for him?
She's brought up the drops before, and she talked about him trying to get the contract, you know, situated and all of that stuff ironed out before the season started. I mean, I've heard Mary Kay talk about that.
Yeah, but no, they were like point blank. You know, do you think that he's laying down? Do you think he's sabotaging? She's like, oh, no. You know, he has, you know, this and that. He's the best. He would never do that. And then right after he's traded, it changes. I just think that she needs to be a little more honest, even though if you have to throw him under the bus.
Rob, thank you very much for the call. See, I heard her yesterday on Baskin and Phelps. It was because they were at the, Rally House. I didn't hear that yesterday. Now, maybe she's more comfortable saying it with us. I don't know. I mean, these are strong comments.
Mary Kay Cabot, she stands by her work. She's never been one to be dishonest. We would not have dishonest people on our show. And Mary Kay, I think her work stands for itself over time.
We do have self-fulfilling prophecies here. We do have confirmation biases that play into this, myself included. I'll get to that when we come back. Well, 216-474-0092. Whose side do you take here? I mean, Mary Kay's comments on Amari are bombshell stuff. And the thing she said at the end about having to see this thing through with Deshaun Watson, I do have one big question about what she said with the change of scheme.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.